Welcome to the Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate your support and your time. So today I wanted to share a guided meditation using scriptures. So let's talk about meditation. What is meditation? I found a wonderful article on Bible.org, and I will link that below. And it says meditation means the act of focusing one's thoughts to ponder, think on, or muse. Meditation consists of reflective thinking or contemplation, usually on a specific subject to discern its meanings or significance or a plan of action. Now, the Bible is filled with references to the importance of meditation, and I'm going to share a list of those verses on my blog. So please do not forget to check it out, notboundliving.com. So we know that there are plenty of health benefits. There are plenty of studies that show the benefits of meditating. And for some reasons that you should meditate as a Christian is worship time. To worship and focus on the Lord is an important part of worshiping. And when we communicate with Him, this is just one of those ways we can do it. You're putting your faith over the material world. It's a time to be still. That's one thing that I love about meditating is I just put all of my worries down and I just try to let the worldly objects disappear and the stressors. The second reason is to teach. It is a time to improve our understanding of God's words and ways and how it works in our lives. So we exchange these thoughts with God. We have that communication with Him. Understanding comes from meditations of the heart, and that's found in Psalms. Meditating for encouragement. It is a time to let God motivate, inspire, and give us courage for what God has called us to do. And that verse can be found in Joshua 1, 7 through 8. And of course, all of this really helps with the transformation. When we build our relationship with God and allow Him to work in us, we are then transformed. We see that in Psalms, Romans, and Colossians. And there's a lot of really great information on that blog I will link below in my show notes, because I think it can really help many people. I know that there is a lot of Christians who push back on meditate, and it's a little sad because I don't think that they understand meditating. I think too often they see it in a new world lens, and that's not necessarily what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be reflecting and meditating on God. So I found that I question who I am and how I fit in this world. We often have hundreds of things to do, and add in being a dyslexic or having kids with dyslexia, that can add so much stress to fitting the square peg in the round circle. My daughter used to ask me, usually with tears in her eyes, why am I dyslexic? Why am I made this way? And I would usually respond with something like, you are made perfectly. God made you unique and you are wonderfully made. Did that make her feel better? Sometimes. Sometimes it was just more frustration. And I completely understand how many times we get frustrated with our own selves. And I think in our modern world, it is so easy to see people conform at all hours, from TV, social media, radio, and just being around other people. Many do conform because it's easier. And we don't fit necessarily in that idea of how do we not be conformed into something that we can't? Because how can you conform to something that you're not? You can't change your brain as a dyslexic. You can't all of a sudden enjoy reading books, especially textbooks that others do find great. Now, some dyslexics do read really, really well, but some don't. Most don't. Or what about being a teenager and struggling to drive a car? Or what about the math people who just struggle to find the answers to the math problem and they just can't quite understand all of these numbers? What if you have ADHD and can't focus on one thing and everybody around you is so frustrated with you? What if you struggle with directions and people around you get frustrated because you're lost again and you're late again because you're lost? It can be a little frustrating. And I really want to encourage people that it doesn't have to be always negative. And there are ways that we can become who we're supposed to be. And one of the ways that I definitely strive for my children is I don't like them or let them conform or be of this world as much as most kids are at their age. I really try to ensure and uplift them in who they are and their gifts. Because the reality is we all have gifts. Every single one of us, dyslexic or not. And we really need to learn how to appreciate those in ourselves. I think it's so easy to appreciate someone else's gift. And then there can become some envy of that. And I wish I had that perfect life. And that's not how it is for anyone. But it's particularly not true for dyslexics. They can't just fix their brain by changing their shirt. Then how do you feel complete if you can't change your brain? How do you stop the negativity if you feel so negative and you feel the stress? How do you let some of that stress go and remember you are the child of God and you are perfectly and wonderfully made? Well, last night I had a team meeting with my doTERRA team and holy moly, it was wonderful. It is holistic healing in Christ, and one of the girls in our team put it together. And I'm going to be honest, I really didn't think I would learn anything or I could use any of the information. Of course, I didn't really look into what we were going to be discussing. So to be fair, I definitely had the wrong attitude going in. It could have also been the fact that I have so many things going on right now. I'm behind on the house and organizing and homeschooling and trying to work. And honestly, the stress can be a little overwhelming. So Carolyn Henderson was leading it, and it was really focused on who I am in Christ. She was so generous and let me share this information with you all. And I just want to thank her so much for and allowing me to share this information because it really was quite wonderful. So she put a list together of scriptures to help us remember who we are. And she also led us in a meditation. And that's what I want to share with you guys today. So of course, if you're driving in the car or if you're doing something that could cause you to get hurt, please listen and maybe go back when you can to relax and close your eyes. And if you have a diffuser, I highly suggest using your favorite oils that help you relax. I love frankincense, which is Jesus's oil, and lavender. That really helps just relax my body and my mind and try to unwind from today. But of course, you can use whatever oil that helps you relax. And if you don't have a diffuser with you, you can add some oils onto your hand and you can just breathe them in from your hands and just relax. You can put it at the bottom of your feet or on your pulse points as well. Just start to relax. Then I want you to turn off all your screens, noise, and other distractions and just sit comfortably and really just relax. We're going to start this off with some deep breathing. Now, as I guide you through this, I really want you to focus on taking deep breaths in your nose. And then you're going to exhale from your mouth. So in through your nose and out through your mouth. So let's do a couple of deep breaths together. Okay. Go ahead and close your eyes and try to take that hustle and bustle out of your head. Just try to focus on the moment. Focus on your breathing. Don't worry about anything right now. Just your breathing and trying to get the stress out of your body. Just take another deep breath in. Now, I want you to put your hands out. Put your arms and hands straight out, like if you were going to scoop up with water with your hands. Just cup your hands together in a scooping position and just hold out your hand straight out in front of you. I want you to think of all of the lies that the enemy has told you. What is the world putting on your shoulders? Are you worried about your kids or bills, cleaning the house, a sickness? Any worry you have, I want you to put it in your hands. How you don't feel like you are good enough, or how your life is not perfect. I want you to put all of that in your hands. Put it in your hands. Take a deep breath. Now keep your arm straight out. Now you're going to walk. I want you to imagine you are walking. And you come upon Jesus sitting on the throne. I want you to walk up to Jesus. And I want you to lay all of your worries that's in your hand right now. You're going to place those at his feet. Just place them at his feet. And you look up, and in return, he gives you a lit candle. Now your job is not to worry about the things you gave him. The only thing you need to worry about is keeping the candle lit. Take a deep breath. Is that weight a lot lighter? Do you feel more free? You're going to turn around and you're going to walk back home. You've got your candle in your hand, and that's the only thing you need to worry about. You don't need to feel any stress. You just need to keep that light. How do you feel? When I did this, I felt so much lighter, less stressed, and more free. Whenever you're ready, you can get up and you can continue to listen, or you can just stay in this relaxed position. And just place that candle somewhere to be sure that it stays lit. I have mine by my bedstand, by my Bible. It reminds me to just keep my candle lit. And to do that, I need to really have a relationship with Christ. Remember, Jesus is the light of the world. You are not to be anxious or to be worried. You keep your light lit, and if you need another light, or if you have too many stresses going on, you can do this as often as you need. You don't need an invitation to talk to him. Your image is not of this world, and we are made unique and wonderful. We are all bodies of Christ, and there needs to be different parts. If we were all an eye, life would be really boring. If we were all a foot, we wouldn't be able to see where we were going. We need all parts of the body, and you are just as important as anyone else. So, if my daughter now asks me why she is made, I'm going to guide her through this so she can cast her worries to Jesus. She can put the stress on him and help her understand the importance of life. I really hope this helped you and I really greatly appreciate your support. Please don't forget to subscribe to my podcast, as it helps my channel get seen by others because of the algorithms. And you guys have a blessed day, and remember to keep your candle lit.